Hello, St. Georgians, near and far. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, on day 32 of our Year of the Bible, travels through Holy Writ, day 32. So look, the prayer that I say at the end of these little things, these little reflections, is from Cranmer, Thomas Cranmer, one of the greatest English users of the English language ever. Anyway, Cranmer, great Cranmer collect. God who has all caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. It's a good one, and I like it. God who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. So we're not only going to hear them, we're going to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, right? Because thou hast created all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is, and so I like looking at every little bit of the scripture. And that's why I was sort of attracted to this idea of a year of the Bible, going through it day by day, you know, getting through like the whole thing, revisiting some old classics, being exposed to some things maybe haven't spent much time with before. And that's great. And then I thought, wouldn't it be great, you know, I could provide a little reflection on every day, and it would be good for me, good for, you know, all this kind of stuff. Leviticus 14, Leviticus 14 and 15 makes me regret. It makes me regret that decision just a little bit. And here's the thing. One day I will do this again in the course of my life, God willing, if the Lord tarries. I'll do this again. And perhaps at that point, I will do what I like to do with all the scriptures, which is, you know, word by word, phrase by phrase, sentence by sentence, line by line, verse by verse, going through it. But I don't want to go through this one. I'm sorry. I've thought a lot about it, and I went kind of deep in my research, but I just don't want to. I don't get paid enough to deal with that kind of thing. I don't get a bonus for talking about that, so I'm not going to do it. I will say, just like from a 30,000 foot view, because from 30,000 feet, I can't see what's going on down there. At least I can't. But just like a 30,000 foot view from the idea, from the, you know, perspective of the stuff that's going on here. Look, one of the things that we see. Okay, so we've dealt with holiness in worship. We've dealt with relationships with each other. You know, lying about people and all that kind of stuff, uncleanness on the outside and all this kind of stuff, the leprosy and stuff. And now we're talking about sort of the private things. You might say the private parts is what we're talking about here. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. It's in there. Don't. And so we're talking about that. All right. So we've gone from the outside to the closer to the outside. And now we're talking about the private things. The point is, or a point of this is, God cares about all of it, right? He cares about the big things, right? I am the Lord your God, brought you out of the land of Egypt. You should have no other God before me, right? He cares about the big things. He cares about like the medium things, like how you worship. He cares about the other medium things, like how you dress, maybe. And he cares about the private things too, that matters as well. So not only is it important that you do the outward things, and it is important to do the outward things. That's important. But he cares about the inward things too. For example, the difference between like reputation and character. Right, you have a reputation, and that's what people know about you. And it's good to have a good reputation if you earned it rightly, and that's good. But what you want is a good character, and what God looks at is that character. Oh man, there's a guy in the back of an open truck. Oh geez, standing up, holding on for dear life. Private things. Anyway, God cares about that too. He cares about whether you're sitting wearing your seatbelt or not, because he doesn't want you to fall out onto Ellis Road. Private parts. God cares about them. God cares about all of it. there's more to say. I don't even really want to get into it. God cares about all those things, from the very largest stuff to the very smallest stuff. He's from the big decisions you make to the little decisions you make. King David in one of the Psalms says, "Oh God, cleanse me from my secret faults." Now that's good, right? That's good. God, cleanse me from my secret faults, and that's what some of this is. Some of these particular rules are about the cleansing of secret faults. Now, I'm going to leave the literal, we've talked before how there's different levels of interpretation that you can interpret any particular scripture on. And this goes back to the Jewish exegetes in Egypt in the turn of the first century. You can read it on the literal level, on the eschatological level, on the symbolic level, moral level. So leaving the literal alone, so to speak, sin works something like that too, right? There's the big outside, there's the big obvious outside sins, and then there are the little sins. And the only people who know about how big your private sins are you and God, right? God knows about them, even if no one else does. And that should not be a cause for, shame and panic. It's a cause for celebration that the God who knows can also forgive, right? The one who can diagnose, right, the disease is the one who can cure the disease. And that's what God is. They talk about the cross being the medicine for the world. That's something like that. There's a lot of talk about water, about the water washing away things. Sometimes people will say, "Oh, the Israelites knew that the water was good." Look, I have no idea. Nobody else knew they were supposed to wash things? I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't really care, I guess, to be honest. I think that the way that sometimes scripture is talked about as something that cleanses, right? Something that you have to go back to day after day, to sort of be reminded, right, of God's great works and histories and God's great plans for us, both in the short term and in the long term and in the eternal term. That's all good stuff. And honestly, that's all I'm going to say for today. I know. There it is. Let's hear that Cranmer. Cranmer thinks, I think he's probably right. Well, because the New Testament says, all scripture is written for our edification, right? For growth and holiness. So apparently it's there too. I'm gonna let you handle that one yourself. Let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, Daniel's out. See you tomorrow.